This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. So every day here on BPN Radio and three times on Tuesday, you hear Roy Beart. And Roy Beart has a program at 11:55 each morning Central Time called A Word from the Wall. And he's an observer on the wall. And then every Tuesday at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m., he has a program, an hour-long program called Discerning the Times. And I believe that Roy Beart has been my friend for many years, has a very unique gift because, you know, as a lot of people can try to explain what has been happening. And then I believe that I have a anointing, a prophetic anointing to share what I see coming in the future. But Roy Beart has one of those sons of Issachar gifts. He discerns the times, understands what's going on now, and that's very, very important. So, Roy, it's good to have you on BPN Radio today.
Good to be here.
And, boy, we've got a lot going on. I spent time last week giving prophetic words, and I was amazed at people that really need a word from God. But we need to pray, I believe as never before, for President Donald Trump, Vice President Mike Pence, and there is a full-fledged war. Of course, I sent out in my prophecies this morning that the storm is over in America, but the war has begun. And there is a war the likes that I have not seen in my lifetime.
And we've never had anything like this.
It's just
never been anything like this.
Yeah, I'm quite amazed at what is going on. And the news media that's declared an all-out war against our president. And then we even have on the Republican side, we have some traitors that are turning coat and turning against our president, namely one John McCain. And I don't know who called him to be the watchdog over the Republican Party. I don't understand that. You probably understand that, but give us some things that we need to start off praying about.
Well, there's so many things going on. It's unbelievable what's happening. This is not—it's not just a dislike. It's not just the political ideology. It's not just a partisan politics thing. This is, as you said, it is war. And if we on the conservative Christian side do not recognize that it's war, we're going to get run over.
Yeah.
And the devil's going to gain ground. This is coming right out of the pit of hell. As I was praying the other morning, I was asking the Lord what's going on. He said it's a three-prong war. There's a three-front war going on. One of them is it's the political ideological war. It's a political war. That's happening. And another is the activist, which includes the ethnic divide, the racial divide, the homosexual situation, the abortion, the climate change, all of the activism. But then the Lord said to me, the third part of that, which is what the real war is all about, is this is a spiritual war, and that it's time for my church to wake up and realize that it is war and begin to use the weapons of warfare to pull down the stronghold.
Yeah.
Dale, we've got a situation right now to where the outgoing president, Barack Obama, before he left office, issued an executive order that gave a far-reaching ability of various intelligence agencies to investigate everything going on, and it was designed specifically for them to target Donald Trump and his administration. Then when you have the New York Times talking about Michael Flynn and the conversation between him and the Russian ambassador, well, how did they know that? How did they know his phone records had been tapped? How did they have a transcript of that unless the intelligence agencies gave it to them? Somebody had to leak it to them. So this is a coup going on. It's not shedding blood yet, but we could come to that, and that's frightening for me. But we've got a war going on where Barack Obama is, if he hasn't already done it, he's planned a meeting with Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and Terry McAuliffe, governor of Virginia, and their strategy is going to be to how to get people elected on state and local levels, Democrats in office, to where they can then, the next redistricting, that they can facilitate redistricting in state to guarantee Democrats win and to give them a majority in state houses and therefore put more people in Washington that are of the liberal mindset. We've got to stop this. I mean, if we don't pray, we lost it. But if we don't get involved, then we're just surrendering, and I can't surrender, and you can't surrender.
You know, I agree. I agree, Roy. And we have a major war. You know, there's a lot of people that Christians, I believe, that really celebrated, along with myself and you, of course, the election of Donald Trump and Mike Pence. But right. Many, I believe that many Christians feel like now that we can just waltz through the tulips, tippy-toe through the tulips, and know that everything's going to be okay. But there's a war going on, and we must be alert to what is happening, because we have an all-out assault against the president of the United States, who is trying to take his message directly to the people, because right. He cannot filter his message through the news media. So I believe the news media is in jeopardy. I know there is I love the power of the internet. I'm thankful that you and I both can be on the internet today.
Right.
And I see major news medias, conservative medias, Christian news medias that are springing up on the internet. Even the USA Today mentioned one that I had not heard about before. And they were talking about the radical views. You know, we talk about the radical left, but the radical right, we don't have any privileges or opportunities. But there's some new media. There's one called churchmilitant.com, and they talk about how radicalized they are. And so they're painting anybody that would try to oppose them. And I looked at churchmilitant.com, and they're a very professional news station. I've not had a chance to check them out. But what I'm saying is the news media, the television news media, they're losing their power. They have, people are tired of the fake news. And so Donald Trump has outwitted them, taking his message directly to the people through the power of Twitter and Facebook right. and internet. And we definitely have a war going on.
Yes,
and we know that that other people have natural abilities, natural giftings. I know that when I looked at Donald Trump's biography yesterday, to know what a fighter he is and the ability to face and go through difficult times. But, you know, we have the three that you talked about, the three prong area. But we as Christians, the war has begun, and we must engage
yes.
in warfare. We can't be asleep.
No. No, we cannot. If we don't wake up, and I'll say this to pastors in pulpit, pastor, you've got to speak what God's saying. You've mm-hmm. got to speak, and you may call it political or whatever, but I don't even call it political when I'm talking about what's right and wrong. And if that happens to be political, then it's still I'm following the biblical plan of warning the wicked to turn from their wicked ways and warning the church. As a shepherd of a church, that pastor is responsible for the safety and the development of that body of people. Now, he's not going to do it all, and he's going to have people to help him, but it's his responsibility to see to it that that word gets out. And if the government turns its back on God and takes a stance that's anti-God and we sit silent, well, then I don't know how we answer to God for that. But back to the media that you're talking about, and as I was praying, I have been for some time about this and thinking about it, as much as I liked some other candidates and would have probably preferred them, at least initially, over Donald Trump as just a personal preference, as I was sitting praying and thinking about that the other day, I realized that, you know what? Had any of the other candidates got the nomination and perhaps won, which I'm not sure they would have, not one of them would have had the ability, the tenacity, and the personality to go after the media and go after the fake news and to follow through on the promises like Donald Trump has. He's not of that mold. And so, therefore, I am more convinced than ever that God knew exactly, of course, I know God knew exactly what he was doing, but that we need to realize that God knew what he was doing because he raised Donald Trump up for this very hour, not because of Donald Trump's superior righteousness or anything else, because sometimes he comes across in ways that just bothers me deeply, but at the same time, he's the only politician that I have ever witnessed in my life that truly is doing everything he can to fulfill his campaign promises. And I believe that the man genuinely wants America to be better. He wants to restore America to where it was. And he recognizes that if we don't maintain religious freedom, then we're not going to make it in America. And I've seen a humility in him that some people laugh at me when I say that, but he always, even when he's at the end of a press conference with the media, he will thank them for being there. He will show an appreciation for them. He enjoys, I really do believe that he enjoys going tit for tat with them because he knows that he's got a message that the American people want to hear. And just like going to Florida in that rally, which was a campaign style rally with thousands of people there, Donald Trump, you said he's taking his message to the people. That's exactly what God wants him to do and what he needs to do. And by doing that, he's going to delegitimize the fake news media that's out there, and we are going to have a shift. In fact, we're having it right now. Some of the organizations that you mentioned, and you're going to be more involved in it, and I believe I'll be more involved in it, in getting the word out to people to let them know what's really happening and connecting the dots between the spiritual and the natural. And I'm excited about what's happening.
I am too, Roy. I'm really excited. I believe that our prayers have been answered. I don't know that all the pastors and leaders, church leaders in America, understand that, but many of them were not even able to celebrate after the election of Donald Trump because of a divide, maybe racial divides in the church. But I believe that God answered our prayers. We prayed. We've been praying here on BPN Radio now for over 2 years. I believe that God heard our prayers, and I believe that God responded to the prayers of his people, but it could be just a short window of opportunity, and we have to awake, be alert, and we must pray. And that's what we're all about on BPN Radio. And I watched the Donald Trump rally, there in Florida, and I was amazed, Melania Trump got up and led prayer. She said, "Let us pray."
Right.
And then she led in the Lord's Prayer. I thought, well, that's amazing. I've never heard a first lady.
Right.
I've never heard a first lady lead in prayer And then, of course, Donald Trump said, I didn't know she was going to do that, but that's good, the Lord's Prayer. So well, I believe that I understand there's a prayer going on at the White House every morning among the leaders. I just believe that we have a window of opportunity. We need to be alert. And I'm calling, yes, I'm calling churches, I'm calling pastors, I'm calling believers. Somebody said, well, I'm not a prayer warrior. Well, you need to become a prayer warrior. And know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And we all have the ability to do spiritual warfare. We're going to do some spiritual warfare in a little while. But we have to recognize what's going on in America. And we cannot just be the silent majority. You know, I thought it was, I looked today, I thought it was quite humorous in a way, and yet quite serious in another way, when they're naming now, they're naming the top 20 presidents of all time. I don't know if you saw that or not. The top 20 presidents of all time. They have Abraham Lincoln up there at one, George Washington two, and then it starts downhill. Franklin Roosevelt, Theodore Roosevelt, and then we have Ronald Reagan. They list him as the ninth greatest president. I'm thinking, what have they been smoking lately? And then we have Lyndon Johnson, who's 10th. Barack Obama is number 12. And George H.W. Bush is 20th. George W. Bush, I think he was 33rd. What is going on? What is going on, Roy?
Well, I can tell you what's happening there. Those that are of the liberal bias did not honestly answer the questions. They answered it according to their liberal bias. And unfortunately, the same thing that has happened from the time Barack Obama announced that he was running for president the first time, those on the right seem to be timid and afraid to say anything, because if they tell the truth and say what they really think, then they're branded a racist, or they have the disfavor of some in positions of power, and they just seem to refuse to do that. But there's nobody that's being honest that could list Barack Obama as the 12th greatest president in our American history out of 45. That's impossible. I mean, I don't even know how you rank him ahead of Jimmy Carter, and I would put those two awfully close to the bottom. That's mind-boggling to me. It's absolutely mind-boggling. And when you have people like John McCain, I walk softly when I talk about John McCain, because John McCain was captured in Vietnam, his plane was shot down, and he spent time in the Vietnamese prison camp, and I don't want to disparage any of that. But since the man has been a senator, especially the last couple of terms as a senator, and after his run as the nominee for president, John McCain has taken it on himself virtually to dismantle anything that's truly conservative. Mm-hmm. And I think part of it is that he's mad at the American people, because they didn't vote for him like they voted for Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. And I think he's mad at Donald Trump because Donald Trump has not listened to what he said and how he wants to do it, and doesn't walk into the decorum that they see is supposed to happen in the Senate, and that John McCain is a self-serving individual now. And I don't know if there's some dementia involved. I don't know if there's something going on there, but he's one of the many that have made me favor term limits in Congress, that we send somebody up there for a term or two and then send them back home and let them go back to public life. Mm-hmm. But in America, we're entering into a time. Donald Trump is going to continue, I fully believe, that he's going to continue taking the message to the public. And what you said a minute ago about prayer in the White House, I've heard a number of things about that, and this was quickened to me again just as we were talking. When you think about the account and the ministries of Elisha and Elijah in the Old Testament, and especially Elisha and Elijah, when they would literally hear what was going on in the enemy camp and report it to the leaders in their nation. Mm-hmm. That's going to happen again in America. I believe that. I believe it's going to happen in this administration, that the Trump administration's going to know ahead of time, not because they eavesdrop, not because somebody leaked information, but because God's going to make them aware. And whether they know God's doing it or not, they're going to take steps to put America on the right path. And for that reason, I'm encouraged. I don't mean that we can just sit back and say, well, it's done. No, I'm saying this is what God wants to happen. This is what God intends to happen. And it's contingent upon you and me and all of our listeners and everybody else in America that will to pray and seek God's face and turn from our wicked ways and then get involved. And God's going to heal our land. We're going to turn back Roe v. Wade. We're going to have a number of things happen if we will do what we're supposed to do, like we did before the election. During the next 2 years, we can see a different America in 2018 than we even thought was possible.
I believe that. I believe that with all of my heart. And I know that we cannot afford to be intimidated. I believe that that there is a spirit of intimidation.
Yes.
That is going on. You know, I love football. I love basketball. But I'm amazed how the NFL and the NBA have declared war on the White House and conservatism. And sports fans, I guess, are just standing by or sitting by and doing nothing. And now they've threatened, of course, the state of Texas if our governor and lieutenant governor does not if they continue to proceed with the bathroom bill, that they will boycott the state of Texas, cost the state of Texas millions of dollars. We need to be praying for Governor Abbott, Lieutenant Governor Patrick, and that they will be strong and of a good courage. And intimidation is a terrible thing. I know it's going on in local churches where people are trying to intimidate the pastor. If the pastor speaks about certain things or preaches about certain things, or, you know, it goes on right inside the church. And, boy, I hate that spirit. I hate that spirit.
Oh, I do too.
It's a Jezebel spirit, a controlling spirit, manipulating spirit. Yes. But we need to call it for what it is. It's an intimidating spirit. And
yes,
what the news media and the different groups of the liberal left are attempting to do is intimidate President Trump. They're trying to intimidate Governor Greg Abbott, and they're trying to intimidate people are in the church trying to intimidate the pastor. So it's going on. It's going on even in the local school boards. People are trying to intimidate the superintendent, and it goes on and on. Frivolous lawsuits being filed, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm wanting to awaken the people that know how to pray, because I believe that's what's going to make the difference.
And that's the only thing that's going to make a difference. I mean, we can try to be involved, but if we're not involved with the direction and the power of the Spirit of God, then we're just going to be noise clanging around. But we can be more than noise. The left right now and the activists are the noise that's the squeaky wheel, and they're getting the attention. And we want to make noise, but we want to be more than noise. Mm-hmm. We don't want to just be noise. Mm-hmm. We want to have a voice with purpose. We want to have a plan. And that's the reason that one of the things I've been praying for this White House is that God will give them a strategy, give them a plan, and help them be determined and consistent in that plan and not waver from it. Don't get sidetracked. Like you said, don't be intimidated. And the Democrats are notorious about what's called wag the dog, of creating a side event to get your attention off of what's happening to where they can sneak something through. And former President Barack Obama is deeply involved in what's going on. He's involved in the shadow government that's going on behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And what's going to happen, and this is tragic, what's going to happen if Donald Trump is able to drain the swamp, as they say, like he needs to, and get rid of the holdovers from Barack Obama, as many of them as he can, and if he's able to expose a lot of what's going on with some of the followers of Obama, even in our intelligence community high up, And what's going to happen is Barack Obama is going to walk away scot-free because those people are going to take the blame for it. They're going to take the heat, and some of them could potentially go to jail over it, but he won't even be touched, and that's what's happened all along. And mm-hmm. I think the only reason he's not being touched is because of he's got a covering from the devil, if you will, and we need to break that covering from mm-hmm. him and all of those that are opposing God and taking America in the wrong direction, and we need to break that spiritual covering and that protection that the devil's giving, and because God has a covering, and we need the covering of God over America, and we need the light of God to penetrate the darkness and expose things for what they really are. And I honestly believe that I know there are many people out there that even if the truth were to be standing right in front of them, and it is often, they wouldn't accept it and believe it. But there are people out there that are following the leftist mentality and the activism that's going on, that if they truly understood what was going on behind the scenes and how it hurts America and hurts them, then they'd change their tune. And I'm seeing a few converted now, and it's exciting to me because we can't stop. The war's going on, and we've got to be involved in the war.
I think I agree with that, Roy, and we're going to pray here in just a moment because we've a purpose in our heart. We'll not talk about anything we can't pray about. But
absolutely.
We're going to pray because we know that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. But, I guess I just want to continue to, and I know I'm probably preaching to the choir, but continue to emphasize what a miracle we have experienced by the election
yes.
of this administration. And it's not just we're not just talking about Donald Trump. We're talking about
right.
a Republican platform that includes God and
yes.
Includes conservatism and is against the war on Christianity, the war on the church. We were within a heartbeat away from having Islam and Sharia law implemented in this nation. I think that's why there's been so much hatred, because they had already made their plans, the rise of Islam and the rise of Sharia law and other one world agenda items. I call it one
yes.
world agenda items, because there's people
absolutely.
That were ready to combine their efforts and powers and energies and finances to move us toward that one world government, which I believe is going to happen according to Scripture one day. But my declaration is not in my lifetime. Why should
right.
it happen in our lifetime, Roy?
It doesn't have to.
No, it doesn't.
Doesn't have to. You're right. They had plans, and I don't have proof of this. I have some evidence that I've uncovered and what I sense in my spirit. There was a plan that had Hillary Clinton won, that within the first 2 years, they would have forced on the nation of Israel a plan that would have virtually destroyed the nation's ability to protect itself.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that's one of the things that God did, was to preserve Israel. But on the other hand, there was a plan that we would have moved rapidly toward a total government takeover of health care.
Mm-hmm.
And then Hillary Clinton said several years ago that she bought into the United Nations Sustainable Development Agenda 21 initiative, and that one of the leading statements in that is that by the year 2040, they need to reduce the population of the world by over 30%, by
mm-hmm.
a third.
Mm-hmm.
They need. You can't do that if we had full-out war in the world. That will not happen without systematic euthanization of people.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill Gates made a statement several years ago that he believed that we needed to do that because the population of the earth was one of the greatest dangers to being able to sustain the planet, and therefore he suggested we develop vaccines to get rid of the weak, the frail, and the elderly.
Mm-hmm.
That's the mentality that we're facing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's how these people, like one doctor that said he was a Christian and he's an abortionist and he conducts abortion, he said that the only way he can do that is by looking at that thing in the womb, he said, as a human entity, but not a human being. Well, mm-hmm. what's the difference?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that baby in the womb is a baby in the womb. When God knows my parts even before they were framed in the womb,
yeah.
then I know when life begins. It begins in the heart of God.
That's right.
That's just a few of the many things going on. But the political hatred, and it is hatred.
Mm-hmm.
It's hatred. They don't just hate Donald Trump. They hate everything that the people that voted for Donald Trump stand for. They want to, and they thought they had successfully effected Barack Obama's promise to fundamentally transform America and to move us from being a constitutional republic and to dismiss God. And you're right, Sharia law would have initially gone into sectors of major cities, and then it would have begun to spread across the entire land, and we would have had we'd had bloodletting war in our streets because of the mayhem and murder that would have gone on by the Islamists, and then people would have reacted and resisted, and we would have been in war. We would have had a civil war, and I think it would have happened in the first 18 months of Hillary's presidency. So I thank God that we were spared.
Mm-hmm.
God gave us an opportunity. God raised up Donald Trump for just an hour such as this, but he didn't just raise up Donald Trump. He raised up Dale Gentry. He raised up everybody on BPN Radio. He raised up the many voices across the land that are crying out for freedom and liberty, and he's raised up millions of people. So there's an army out there, and what I'm praying for is that God will organize that army mm-hmm. into a force that will effectively begin to pull down stronghold, and we're a major front in that, and praying, prayer, 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 prayer.
Mm-hmm. So I agree, Roy. What specific things do we need to pray about that's going to be going on in the White House this week? What things should we concentrate on before we start praying today?
Well, one of the things is the executive order regarding the travel ban. The new executive order is going to allow green cards but do everything else that's the same. That's going to be attacked in the same way as it was before. And we need to pray that the Attorney General's office under Jeff Sessions, instead of just kind of not even bringing up the many that came from those countries that have committed terrorism or tried to in America, and list the hundreds of them that came out of those specific countries when they stand before the appellate court and when they stand before the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
If we'll do that, we can win this. In fact, I'd like to see them get Jay Sekulow in and some of those people that know how to fight and fight this right and do that. But that's one of the things we need to pray about. Another we need to pray about is the confirmation of Judge Gorsuch, that we can get him on the Supreme Court. Right now, we're in a precarious position with an 8-member court that is most of the time would be 4-4, but we've got a liberal in John Roberts and Kennedy. We don't know which way they're going half the time, so we need to solidify that. Another thing that I'm concerned about that's going on right now in Washington, D.C., is that we need to, well, how do I say that? We need to pray that God will help Donald Trump and Mike Pence hear the voices of religious leaders, Christian spiritual leaders out there that are truly hearing God
mm-hmm.
and not be sidetracked. Mm-hmm. I keep being concerned that there's an effort to deceive them and sidetrack them in thinking they're doing the right thing when what they felt in their heart was the right thing, but to take a different direction. So those are three areas that I see right now.
Okay. I'll tell you what we're going to do, because I believe in the power of agreement. One putting 1,000 to flight, two putting 10,000 a flight, 300,000, 4 million, 10 a trillion, so forth and so on. So, Roy, why don't you lead us in prayer? I'm going to set myself in agreement. We'll play some prayer music, and other people, I'm sure, will be joining in as you pray right now.
Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we're not saying anything to you that you don't know, but you said the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous avails much. And Lord, you even said to us, you have not because you ask not. And Lord, we're not asking this for ourselves. We're not asking this for any selfish reason, but we're asking that you would move in our nation. Lord, I ask that you would strengthen the hands of Donald Trump and Mike Pence and the entire team. And I ask that you would cause them to be receptive to the voices of your prophets and your apostles and your strong spiritual leaders in the nation that are hearing your voice, and to help them be guided in the right direction. Help them to not be intimidated at all by the barrage of that they're being attacked, the attack by the media, the attack by the Democrats. Help them to be able to take the message directly to the American people. And I pray that you would move on the American people, that our eyes would be open, that our heart, our ears would be open, that we would hear what you're saying, and that, Lord, I ask that you pull back the veil and expose what's going on in Washington, D.C., and behind the scenes, and the diabolical efforts that are happening. And Lord, I pray that you would move somehow on the Republicans and move on the Democrats, that they quickly and swiftly confirm Judge Gorsuch and place him on the Supreme Court. And I ask that you would give Donald Trump the ability and the strength to strengthen our military, to secure our borders, and to help Jeff Sessions and the Attorney General's office to be able to effectively and articulately and factually defend the executive order that will protect and defend America. And Lord, I ask that you move on our hearts in this land, stir people up all over this country to become involved in prayer. I ask that you raise up an army of intercessors that is multiplied millions of people that will bombard heaven and stand in the gap and make up the hedge. And Lord, I know you've already demonstrated it time and again, and we know that if we will pray and seek your face and repent of our sins and turn from wickedness, then you will heal our land and you will restore America. And we ask that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, I set myself in agreement with Roy Beard today in Jesus' name. With my helmet of salvation, my breastplate of righteousness, my belt of truth, my shoes of peace, my shield of faith, my sword of the Spirit, I declare in Jesus' name that my weapons are of warfare not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And we just bind every stronghold that's coming against President Donald Trump, Vice President Mike Pence, and this administration. In the name of Jesus, you said whatever's bound on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever's loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. And we bind every stronghold that is inside the White House right now, a leftover from the former administration. We ask God for a purging in the White House of every landmine that has been set up there to bring destruction inside of the president's home. I pray your hedge protection over Donald Trump and Mike Pence. I pray your hedge protection over their families, their kids and their grandkids and their spouses. I pray in Jesus' name that the Spirit of the Lord will come upon them, even in their prayer times in the mornings, that the Spirit of the Lord will come upon them and they will begin to receive words from God. I pray, Lord, that prophetic voices will be included in the White House prayer meetings, and the Spirit of the Lord will come come upon men or women that have been assigned to pray with the president, and they will begin to say, we hear the Holy Spirit saying, we hear the voice of the Lord declaring. I pray, Lord, that revelation, knowledge, and prophetic insight will be given to those in the White House. And I declare that every weapon that has been formed against them, not one of these will prosper in the name of Jesus, that the news media will be exposed and they will turn in shame and turn away. And I pray, Lord, that Christian news media will come to the forefront on the internet as well as television. And we are thankful, God, for this day and this time. And we pray in Jesus' name that you would raise up mighty warriors. And we go back to the prophecy that Joel gave, wake up the mighty men. Lord, we pray that men and women that know you, that they will awaken and be alert, and they will not be so consumed with their own agenda that they will fail to pray. I pray, Lord, that every pastor, which I believe is actually the prayer leader of every church, he may have appointed someone to serve with him. But Lord, I believe that every pastor is the prayer leader of that church. And I pray that every pastor, every church leader will call their people to times of prayer. There will be regular times. Lord, I can remember back in the 80s and 90s as Gene and I were traveling across America and churches were gathering every morning to pray. And it made a major difference, Lord. We saw in the decade of the 90s, even though we had a liberal president, we saw the hand of God move upon this nation. And Lord, I just declare that intercession will rise up, and you will and if pastors refuse to lead their people in prayer, that you will raise up city prayer leaders. You'll raise up neighborhood prayer watches where someone in the neighborhood is leading the prayer. Lord, you'll raise up prayer on junior high, high school, and college campuses, and wherever it may be. Lord, I pray for major prayer groups. And Lord, I'm believing for 1,000 prayer groups here at the Breakout Prayer Network. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the voice of Roy Beard. We thank you for the voices on BPN Radio, because we believe that America can really be saved. We believe there is hope, and we believe there's a window of opportunity. But help us not to waste. Help us not to be like the five foolish virgins that are slumbering and sleeping when the coming of the Lord draws nigh. And so we ask God for your help. We agree that God is at work this week in the White House for Donald Trump and Mike Pence, and the approval of the Supreme Court Justice Gorsuch will be approved. And I pray in Jesus' name for quick and speedy hearings. I pray that President Donald Trump's cabinet will be approved quickly. Amen. And all of these delay tactics will not prosper. And the enemy will be exposed in Jesus' name. We believe you for it. We trust you for it. And Lord, I thank you for all the people that pray with us here on BPN Radio. They tune in so that they can pray. Even when we have the news, Lord, with Delvin Kinzer, it gives people an opportunity to know what's going on and news from a Christian perspective so that we can pray and set ourselves in agreement. So I agree with Roy and all of those that are praying with us today, whether they are praying with us during this live program here on Monday morning or if they are listening to a replay throughout the day, whatever it may be. We ask in Jesus' name for these things to be done in your name. In Jesus' name, because we believe we're praying according to your will, plan, Amen. And purpose in the name of the Lord. Roy, thank you for joining me today. And you're on at 11:55 Monday through Friday here on BPN Radio, 1 and 7 on Tuesdays. That's Central Time. And we're looking forward to, of course, some other times that you're going to be on BPN Radio. We are expanding this network. And we're thankful that we have the opportunity to go on live day or night and Amen. begin to pray. And so how can people, I know you have daily articles. I love reading your articles, and because you're just a man that discerns the times. How can people read your articles? How can they get in touch with you?
Well, I have two blogs. One is roybeard.com. And that's where I talk about things like you and I have just talked about, and I talk about on Discerning the Times Watch and the Word from the Wall. And the other is a devotional. It's royscovenantcorner.wordpress.com. Of course, I'm on Facebook, and just Google Roy Beard, and I'm sure they'd find it. But I would very much love to have people read and respond any comments they have. I have some people from time to time give me incredible insight and expand on what I've said that helps me even further and helps me to know that I'm on the right track, and that's exciting. So I appreciate everything you're doing on BPN Radio and Breakout Ministries, and I'm excited. It's an exciting time. It's
yes,
a
it
difficult
is.
Time.
Yes, it
it's,
is.
It's a war time. It's a fighting time, but it's a wonderful time because God is demonstrating himself and that he's in control, and we need to step up and do what he tells us to do.
And we need to know, like you said, that there are spoils that are coming as a result of our prayers. You know, David said, if I whoop this giant, what am I going to get out of it? And I believe that's what we need to realize as Christians, believers. This is our finest hour, and
Absolutely.
We're going to have to fight some, but there's going to be many rewards and spoils, and I believe that our nation can be saved. Thank you, Roy, for being on today.
Glad to be here.
God bless you.
Bless you.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
need.